see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Who let the dogs out?
Put moron number two on the phone.
I've forgotten how bad your singing is.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
You know my issue with this running sheet?
What?
Too much of you, fat. But Jimmy Warple first.
Ooh,
can't wait to chat to him, of course. Best and fairest winner at the Mighty Hawks.
Yes.
And then I see Bill's got something in the middle. I'm not sure what it is. We're going to hear about a new segment he's cobbled together. Then the idiot song. That's Maddie's genius. Ooh. Can't wait for that. And then, of course, a real bad joke at the end, thanks to CJD equipment.
That's right, Jim. You know what I say?
What?
Thank God for Bill.
No one says that. I've never heard anyone say that. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jim. Great to be with you on this Thursday. And g'day to you, Rabsy. How's officer, all right?
Oh, it's a shithole, mate.
Let's get into the footy, Jim. St Kilda, Richmond, Maddie's game, Marvel Stadium tonight at just what, an hour and 10 minutes will be starting there.
Yep.
A couple of changes. Ben Long being dropped by St Kilda. And for Richmond, Ross comes out and Mickey Martin there. And McIntosh, they bring back a couple of runners.
Long was the medical sub, wasn't he? He didn't actually play last week anyway.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Well, he's been omitted.
Okay, so now he's not involved at all.
Well, he may be. I don't know. But McIntosh and Rioli.
They could go unchanged, is what you're saying.
Probably unlikely to have a change, after a really good performance. But they've won 11, Richmond have won 11 of the last 14 encounters between these two clubs.
When's the last time they've lost three in a row?
Good question. Don't have the answer to that right in my fingertips.
But why not?
I think that if St Kilda bring the type of heat fat they did for the last 40 minutes of that game against West Coast, they can beat anybody. That was as ferocious an attack on the footy and the ball carrier as you'll see.
That pressure gauge,
it was amazing.
The Geiger counter, was just unbelievable, through the roof. And that cost you nothing.
No.
Guess what? You don't have to pay for that, Jim. You can train for it, and they did it. So well done to old Steelo.
You understand any of that?
No. I can see why you're not a coach.
Do you tag Dusty Martin or not?
No point.
No,
because if you do, he just goes forward, and then you've got to change over. I just think, Bill, you've got to try and make sure that if you put that sort of physical sort of mustard on that midfield of Richmond, you will find that they'll turn it over same as anyone else can.
Exactly.
But I'm with you. Three in a row doesn't happen at the Tigers very often, and they will be snarling. A
couple other games over the weekend. Geelong take on North Melbourne. Geelong, they'll get back Dangerfield, Gary Rowan, and probably a Brandon Parford.
What's it looking like? That's a Sunday game.
It'll
isn't
be
it?
Shitty down there.
Oh, it's going to be real cold and windy. You want to get hail.
You want to get down there early. You know why?
Why?
Harry Taylor and Gary Ablett Junior are doing a lap of honour.
Oh, richly deserved.
Exactly.
Both beauties.
Oh, exactly. So it'd be great to have those boys back. They do a lap before the game
at
GMHBA.
Back to Geraldton H? Or
and guess what?
He's gone home.
He's playing with Geraldton.
Is he?
Playing local footy, but with the hurricane or tornado or whatever it was, they're blowing the goalposts out so they can't play or train.
Serious?
Yeah, because they went through Geraldton.
I played on the golf course down there with him one day and a great mate of ours called Don Breen. He's sadly not with us anymore.
Yep.
Lovely part of the world, Geraldton.
It is, except not at the minute. What's the conditions down in beautiful downtown Geelong?
City of dreams.
21 degrees.
Oh,
but,
won't be 21.
It will be.
Just during the day. And the game, it's a twilight game. It's going to drop to 6 degrees
no
at night.
No chance it'll be 21.
I'll tell you where you go. Cremorne Hotel.
Oh, the
just
creamy.
Just have a palmy, couple of pots, go to the footy and come back and a bit of music.
Jeremy Cameron playing?
Jeremy Cameron, we haven't seen him or heard from him. Still haven't seen him. So we got Damo onto that. North Melbourne, well, they're going to lose a couple. Luke McDonald, of course, with the peck. But Cam Zerha, he got concussed last week.
Yes,
so they'll miss him, Jimmy boy.
Why are we talking about a game that's not being played till twilight Sunday?
Because I want to talk about Harry Taylor and Gary Ablett Jr. Collingwood, they're going to play a first gamer. Finlay McRae.
Yeah, Finn McRae.
Brother of?
Jack.
Yes. So good luck to him. The Giants, guess what? They might rest their assistant coach, Shane Mumford. I think he might get rested this week. He just plays one game.
Are we just doing any other sport?
No, no, this other sport. I'm just throwing a few little things up that interesting dinner table chats.
Right, that's what it is.
The cricket, Sheffield Shield final started today.
And your boys.
Well, New South Wales won the toss and batted. They're in a lot of trouble, Jim.
830 or something.
Well, that was back a couple of hours ago,
Jim.
Oh,
now what is it?
Well, it'd be all out, I assume, Jim. That was a couple of hours ago, Jim.
830, they were.
Yeah, they were, Jim. They were 843 at one stage.
Oh, right, so they actually developed from 830 to 843.
Hey, guess who's playing for the Broncos next?
I heard about this. I don't believe it.
Rugby league.
That's it. Carmichael Hunt, Jim.
You sure?
I guess he signed a train and trial deal. How do you sign a train then you have a little trial to see if you're going to play?
Blues are 9 for 143 at some stage.
Well, they must have just lost one, did they? That was...
Yes!
That was a couple of hours ago, Jim. So
at some stage, they were 9 for 143, Fat.
They just lose one. But that's interesting, Carmichael Hunt playing.
That is.
But not even playing. Like, let's see how he trains.
Train and trial.
Yeah, strange, that rugby league, Jim.
Rugby league.
The Storm, they play tomorrow night at Amy Park.
You sure?
And guess who's their sponsor? Yes, I'm sure. Grilled burgers are their sponsors, Jim.
Weren't we meant to get the end of a grilled burger?
Jill and I got them.
I rocked up to work, empty packets all over my desk.
No burgers.
Well, they got the Melbourne Storm burger.
Yes.
And it's got all the beautiful meat patty and salad. And guess what's in there, which I really like? A beetroot.
Oh, I love beetroot.
Yes. And the beautiful burger.
Rabs and I would have loved one.
Look, Jill over there. What she's still smiling like a chef old shield cat.
Chef old shield cat. What happened to our burger?
Well, Jill ate it. She had four.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And guess who else? Rose.
Oh, hose Mary.
She hosed into one.
What?
Hey, well, you boys weren't here. You don't get in and you're over with the talking about ratings or something, having a ratings lunch.
I was at home and then came here.
You had a ratings
lunch. No, I didn't.
What else in the opener, please? Because we've got a full show.
Yeah, we have. So I'll just cut it short. That's all I've got.
Oh,
the podcast. I've just got all these podcast things here. Do you know we sit 17th in Australia?
Yes.
17th in the whole of Australia, Jim.
I do know that, yes.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I just told you before if we come there. Hamish and Andy are at 2 and all that.
Yeah. Howie.
Howie nice Games.
Yeah, exactly.
Howie Games doing well at 9, but rush hour with Billy. That's all it says, Jim.
No, it doesn't.
It's on and flog you.
We need to get James Warple on this show next, Rabbits.
It's a rush hour at Triple M. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and the Hawks have a massive game against the D's on Sunday at the G.
Our next guest is part of Hawthorne's exciting group of kids, playing in his fourth season.
He goes inboard, Warple, 45 from home for the Hawks, Jimmy Warple! Nice work by the Brown and Gold!
Ahead of the Hawks taking on the D's on Sunday, please welcome James Warple.
Jimmy Warple, Jim, 50-odd games now in the leadership group at Hawthorn. Great story. Bannockburn Juniors, Jim, out there. Ooh, you get blown away today out there.
I know Bannockburn.
And then Bell Park too, Jim, where some superstars have come from there. Jimmy Bartel and Ray Sarcevic.
Oh.
And James Warple is another one. Jimmy, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Do you look up? Have you been back to Bell Park and look at all the players that have played there and gone on and seen those great names?
Yeah, there's a few. Obviously, being a Geelong supporter, I used to love Jimmy Bartel, so he was the main one I always loved watching.
And one of Mick Turner's boys too, down there at the Falcons. He's not there anymore, Jimmy?
Yeah, Mickey. Yeah, finally he's moved on. I think he's been there for about 50 years, so probably about time.
And a pick 45, by the way.
A late pick.
So done an amazing job. A best and fairest winner, of course, and now one of the elite midfielders in the comp. How are the Hawks going, mate? We saw that amazing win round one. But outside the tent, we sort of have you as a building team. But inside, where do you see yourselves?
Yeah, it's been an interesting start to year. Obviously, started off round one with a close win and then struggled a little bit the last 3 weeks. So I think we're thereabouts. Obviously, we've got a young group coming through and we've got a few injuries to some of our better older players. But, I think we need to be a couple points each game. So I think if we turn them around, we'll be pretty good coming into year.
I heard Clarko on 360 the other day, and he was saying it's his third rebuild at that club, Jim. So how's he going with it? Because he likes to win. Does he get a bit angry when you lose, or is he joining in with you guys and rebuilding?
Oh, yeah, Clark, I said rebuilding, I reckon. Jesus Christ. I think, Clarko's been really good. You know, he's obviously the best man for a job at the moment. Obviously, he's been one of the best coaches of the modern era, and, you know, he's a bit crazy at times, but I think that's a good thing, especially when you've got a few young boys and they're still learning the game. So, yeah, Clarko's been great.
Still playing the guitar?
Oh, yeah. Actually, he hasn't thought it out this year. I'm surprised.
Wow.
He might be waiting for something special, but
Now, Jimmy, you play against Melbourne this weekend. Of course, the Beyond Blue Cup we're going to get to in just a second. But that'll mean you're playing against a team with a player with the same surname as myself for the second week in a row. And last week, you just went to Andy and bashed him up.
You did, Jim. That's unlike you.
Yeah. It was a different role for me last week. Andy's obviously a good player. He's obviously the same draft year as me, and he's been playing some good footy. So Clarko tapped me on the shoulder during the week and said, we've got a job to do. And, yeah, just went out there and tried my best.
Oh, he did a very good job. Well, I saw he got some late, but first three quarters he was nicely held. What interested me about that is by Clarko sending you to him, Mundy and Fife were allowed to do what they do. That seemed interesting. I know you're probably not allowed to tell us the match committee, but how did that sort of shake out? Because those two were pretty good on the day.
Yeah, they were. Well, they're two very good players and they're two very big boys, so... they did end up running amok in there, which probably hurts in the end. But, you know, you can't tag everyone on the opposition team. So, yeah, it was just a bit unlucky.
Hey, tell me this. You are one of how many?
One of nine.
15, nine. Jim, yeah. Nine Warples. How many of them are boys?
There's fours.
Four.
So, when it came, I know you've discussed this on television before, but when it came to the dinner table, how ferocious was it?
it was all right, I guess. There was a lot of mouths in it, and I had my dinner every night cooking for 9 or 10. It's a bit crazy. I struggled to cook for 3 or 4, but loved having big family and loved all my brothers.
And sisters.
And sisters, of course.
Are they all still around Geelong or Bannockburn? Would have been a big property out there with them all, Jim. Wow.
No one moved very far for a very long time, so everyone was in Bannockburn until probably. I was the first one to leave, actually, to Melbourne. So, they're all still in Geelong and still around Mum's house, which is quite nice.
Hey, Sammy Mitchell, how good is he? We hear that he might be a senior coach, could even take over from Clarko. That's what Daisy told me. how's Sam Mitchell as a assistant coach?
Yeah, Sam's great. I have no doubt that he'll have a senior coaching job. I don't know if it'll be at Hawthorn or somewhere else, but I definitely hope it is at Hawthorn because, you know, he's a great Hawthorn man and, you know, he's real smart, real good with, all the young boys and educating us in the footy terms of things. So, Sam's been really good. He's had a bit of a different role this year. He's coaching the VFL and I think he's really enjoying that. But, I hope to see him coaching, hopefully, Hawthorn in the future.
All right, so Melbourne this week, Beyond Blue Cup, of course, something your president, Jeff Kennett, has been integral in really putting together because it is an amazing place in society that we find ourselves in with, you know, some of the troubles that young people are having with mental health. Jeff's been such a strong sort of champion of it. Tell us about what's going on this weekend.
Yeah, so obviously it's Beyond Blue Cup this weekend. I think it's the 16th annual one that they've done. And obviously, it's a great initiative and something that we really like to get around and, you know, provide it. So Beyond Blue are really good with helping in the mental health side of space and, you know, we can do our part every day in our normal lives just asking if people are okay and there's a few boys really passionate about it and, hopefully we get a good turnout and we get some good, you know, social media around it all and, try and reduce a bit of that stigma around mental health.
beyondblue.org.au/playyourrole, Fat.
That's it. Support a mate by making sure they know you're there for them, to connect with them and support them, Jim. And just ask them how they are and then follow up with another question.
But also, as Jimmy said, and it's very well documented in the mission statement of Beyond Blue, listen openly but without judgment, Jim.
Yes, that's you, Jim.
As in Warple.
Oh, mate, too many Jims. But, yeah, you're exactly right. They do a great job down there and we're great. We're very lucky to have a partnership with them, so they do a wonderful job.
Speaking of your great president and, he's a great friend of our show, of course, but... Did you see a couple of weeks ago when you were playing against Geelong, maybe the replay of two idiots on the piss behind him in the glass?
Yes, I did. What were you doing, Bill?
Just having a frothy, minding my own business. Oh, and Jeffrey came over to me, by the way, James. But it's all a bit of fun. You allowed to have a beer nowadays, you blokes?
a few sneaky ones.
Oh, mate, if he's from Bannockburn and Bell Park, Jim, let me tell you.
You can have a bit of fun. You can have a bit of fun without terrorising the opposition president while he's trying to watch the footy.
He came to us.
And of course, no, it looked like it.
And we're having a bit of fun.
It looks like it. He's standing watching the footy and you two idiots are behind the glass. How's he come to you?
No, he actually, he was sitting down. Came to, have you been to Bell Park, Jim?
Well, not sure. Is that where we did that cricket function? Was that Bell Park?
No, that was Highton. That was over the river. That was nice.
Oh, was it? That was nice.
That was nice. Some good tough boys have come out of Bell Park, and Jim Walpole is one of them. Jim?
Hey, well done, mate. Good luck, of course, this massive game on the weekend. beyondblue.org.au/playyourrole. Really get behind the Beyond Blue Cup because it's a terrific initiative. Well played yourself, mate. Good luck on the weekend.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Thanks,
Coggo.
It's the Rush Hour. JB and Bill and Triple M. Bill's idiot song to come. But up next, Bill's got a brand new segment. He's heading local, JB.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
On the brand new listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
What is, there's just a blank sort of segment here that throw to Bill.
Yes, it's a new segment that I've come up with.
Have you?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Well, and I get up and close and personal with local footy clubs, Jim. Local clubs.
What's the segment called?
It's called What's Happening at Your Club.
That's the name of your segment.
What's Happening at
Where's
Your Club?
Where's the opener for it?
And we're working on one. We're building an opener because this is high profile. This is
A opener.
Yeah. Because it's not bowling clubs or golf clubs, Jim. This is footy and netball clubs.
So we've had a year out of local footy, which has obviously been pretty painful for clubs around Victoria.
Exactly, doing it tough.
All right, so we're back on. This weekend it starts, so
a community bill has got together with...
Community bill.
Yes, community bill has got together with the Black Rock Jets, Jim.
Have you?
Yes, and I've got Handles here, the coach of the Black Rock Football Netball Club. Handles, how are you?
Boys, bloody awesome. How are you too?
Old Handles, haven't seen you for a while. You still got those bloody stupid tats?
Yeah, mate, I've got some pretty silly stickers, mate, but they haven't changed.
And still going out with Amanda?
Amanda, the bride, mate, recently engaged, so she's awesome, mate. We are engaged, so very happy Manville.
See that, Jim? Connecting already.
So who's done this research? Because you wouldn't have done
it. I do it. That's, I go into the club.
Do you?
I go a week ahead, and I went last week when they belted... had a big win last week, didn't we, Handles?
Had a big win, Billy. Had a big win.
Who do we beat again?
We beat South Yarra, mate. South Yarra Lion.
That's right. Belted him, Jim. And Big Ned, when I was there, he's kicking some goals. What did he finish up with, Big Ned?
Big Ned, he former Sandy Dragon in his youth, so he can play the boy, but he finished up with six. He was very good, Ned Fallon.
Hey, is Stixie still the centre forward? I saw him running around there. He's still going well, Stixie.
He's going real well, mate. He's actually our club captain, Bill, but he's actually the best centre back in the league. So you got him at the wrong end of the ground.
So other end of the ground, Bill.
Yeah. Other end of the ground, but he's a genius, mate. He's like Harris Andrews of the comp. So
safe, isn't he?
Harris Andrews of the comp.
Hey, well, I tell you what I loved. I only watched it for a quarter or so, but your ruckman, Buddy, I think. Is he a septic?
Big Buddy Swan, mate. He's actually, he's American. He comes from California. Picked up the game only fairly recently, so he's been playing footy for about 6 to 7 years. Had a run around with Morty Alec. They're actually in Division 1 in the Southern League for a couple of years. Yes. So he's actually played some decent footy. A very good player, Bill.
Hey, tell me, is Tommy the timekeeper? Is he still with us and still timekeeper?
Tommy's still with us, mate.
How long's he been there now?
Tommy, ages, mate, he's been in the club for the best part of 50 to 60 years.
What we've achieved here is what's happened at your club.
That's right.
What we're trying to find out is what's happening at your club. So what's going on down the Black Rock
what's
Jets?
Happening at the football now? How the netball girls going? And what's the happening?
They're called the Jetballers, boys. The Jetballers going pretty well.
The Jetballers.
The Jetballers were the Black Rock Jets. So they're actually going very well. They won their first game of the year, and we've actually got our first function in a couple of weeks where we all sort of combine as one, which is great as well. So
tell us about the function, Handles. Yes. What's going on?
It's an iPod Shuffle night. I believe it's an 80s and 90s themed night. So
what is it?
An iPod Shuffle night. Last song.
The iPod Shuffle.
So really back to your grassroots. But 80s and 90s themed. So if you boys aren't doing anything on the 8th, come down. More than
the
welcome.
8th of May. And where is it, please?
Won't be there, Jim.
We're actually not in our home.
Club
room. We're playing William Street in Brighton, so at a Clutton Cricket Club, which is a nice new facility.
The iPod shuffle.
All right, we'll get those details up online, Rabbits Bartholomew, to help the Blackrock Jets out.
Triple M Rush Hour, Facebook and Instagram.
Their iPod shuffle.
Mate, yes. They've been around since 1908, Jim, by the way, this club. So it's like fantastic. So well done, Handles. You're going awesome. Well. Keep up the good work. And all the best to Chunky there at Chunk Constructions, Jim. They're a good sponsor.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
So what's the segment called again, Bill?
What's happening at your footy club? But we'll work on it.
It doesn't have to be footy club. It can be netball club.
Oh, football netball
basketball
club.
Basketball or something.
Oh, can it?
Can be.
All right.
Well, I'm just trying to expand it a bit because it needs to get better than that.
But what about the legends there? Tommy, the timekeeper, 40 years, Jim. Yeah. That is unbelievable.
Well, Nopper, game's record holder. He's retired.
Nopper, we didn't even
mention. Then Spratter, he's still playing, trying to chase Nopper's record.
Juicy. I don't know what Juicy does. And Birkenstocks. That's Julie's boy. He wears Birkenstocks to football.
Birkin.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, well done. All the best to the Black Rock.
So if you want to be a part of what's happening at your club, we promise that we'll tidy it up a touch. How do you get involved in it, please?
Send us a DM at Triple M Rush Hour Facebook and Instagram.
DM and a photo.
Direct message.
Mm. Oh, thank you, Jim.
You didn't know that.
Listen to iPod Shuffle over there.
Bill's idiot song. Speaking of iPod Shuffles, that's coming up next.
All right. Idiot file we love.
Yes,
and we do. But we get so much material, we just don't have enough time to run them all. They go for about 9 to 10 minutes. So every now and then we say to Matty, can you compress it down into maybe a song?
Yes.
And he's brilliant at it now, man. Mm. So here is this week's version of Bill's Idiot Song.
Well, I think I've got a drinking problem, Jim. The missus asked me to toast some bread for her the other night. So I held up me frothy and I said, here's the toast. No, here's the bread. See what's happening in the Suez Canal? I get to know your name. Sewer Canal? Suez Canal?
Which one?
It is a Dale Thomas cop. What did you say? A Dale Thomas cup. Swear ring. I am a all-star. During the week on Rush Hour's Triple M's Rush Hour. The three hardest things to say in the world are, Jim,
what?
Worcestershire sauce. Big games tomorrow night also, or maybe Friday night. Which is tomorrow night. Regularly. An Indonesian fisherman. Star Trek, isn't it?
You know
him. Star Trek. Oh.
Oh, no.
Dead or alive, Jim.
I know who it is.
Yeah.
I don't know who the other person was all over it.
Remember those songs we used to do, Jim?
Oh, no.
They were terrible.
You were terrible.
You were so much out of the beat.
I was good. You were rubbish. But, Bill, what happens?
With what?
You.
When?
Then.
I don't know.
All right. A sponsored joke, if you can believe that, coming up next.
Good joke.
Oh, it's a rush. Triple M. On the brand new listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Don't forget, straight after us, we're heading to Marvel Stadium, St Kilda versus Richmond. Maddie's match, Brian Taylor, Nathan Brown, Joe Montagna, Dale Thomas, Sarah Ollie, and Ash Chewy, your call team.
Oh, what about that for a lineup? That's a beautiful lineup. Now, CJD Equipment.
Yes.
Have donated 10 grand to the Kicking Butt for NF research fundraiser that you're doing, of course.
That I'm at right now,
that's
Jim.
It. That's
as we
it.
Speak.
National distributor of construction equipment, trucks. Big enough to trust, small enough to care. Because they've put 10 grand in, good on them, by the way, CJD Equipment.
We'll see.
They are sponsoring the joke.
Exactly right. And we are down there at Port Melbourne tonight at 4 o'clock, by the way. So get down there, Jim.
Which means it's already happened. but also tomorrow, Caitlin Ashmore.
Yes.
Going to join us.
On the Friday podcast.
Ahead, of course, of the AFLW Grand Final.
And she's in the sprint.
Exactly right. Mm. So we're looking forward to chatting to her as well. And you always get something fruity on a Friday. That coming up as well. But the joke for today.
Yes.
So
in the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Right. Where's Higo? Higo. Remember Hig.
Oh, come on, Big Hig.
The other day, Jim. My wife asked me to pass her lipstick.
Right.
But I accidentally passed her a glue stick. Guess what?
What?
She's still not talking to me.
Oh, no.
She put the glue stick on.
That in the lipstick. Yeah. It's not good, is it?
Well, it's okay to be
honest. No, it's not. It's not good.
It's a good joke.
No. Go down to your fundraiser. Right, do something good for somebody.
We will tonight. Get down there, Port Melbourne Footy Club, right now, 4 o'clock. If it... I don't know how it works, Jim.
Good luck to the Saints and the Tigers and the Cats.